His family crest is plaid.
His house is painted plaid.
Yeah, what is your name, my competitor?
Henrietta Soggy Apple.
Yes.
Now this is just unbelievable.
We're going to use the old school theme. And by old school, I mean only like one ago. We'll use the old school theme. We'll stick with it. Why? It shall be revealed to you soon. I'll tell you right now. We've got a special dear to our heart guest in the house today, of whom I will introduce later. Hold your horses. Welcome, internet people. I've got some people doing some pantomiming things in the studio right now. Now they're doing all sorts of things. Oh, God, it's charades. A dancing tree, a cactus. Eating poison, eating enormous lambs, juggling lambs. I think I lost. Welcome to the Unbelievables, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mike Calhoun. I'm here with my co-host, as always, Johnny Trowbridge.
Hello. I was trying to say, hold your horses, and then the other one was eating a horse, I guess. No.
You like hold down your horse, like if you're trying
your
to consume
and
a
then
horse.
Eat them.
Okay.
That's an expression.
Not everyone can. You can't have your horse and eat it too.
Yeah, that's what I was going
oh,
for.
Oh, man.
You can't have your horse and
I
eat it too.
I was almost there. I
Marie
almost
Antoinette,
had it.
You know.
I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a conversation with some people the other day, introduced you, or I said your name, Johnny Trowbridge. And,
did they faint?
They did. They fainted out.
Oh, Mass Five.
Oh, I can't believe. You know him. but they were also convinced that your name should be Trowbridge.
Yeah, everyone.
How
is.
Often do you get that, Johnny?
Anyone who meets me. Oh, but
is that true?
To be fair to those people.
Let's not be fair to them. Let's be mean.
Okay, I'm going to be mean to them, but
let's be absolutely mean.
In the truth of it, actually, my family is from England, and our name literally means the one that lives by the bridge, and we lived by a bridge in Trowbridge, England.
Wait, is that an actual town?
That
I think
is an
we've discussed
town.
This
yes.
before.
And there's a bridge there, and our family would live at the bridge and, like, charge people tolls like a troll.
So they essentially were trolls.
So we essentially were trolls, so it's not that far off.
All right.
I'm basically a troll bridge.
Okay. I haven't seen you in a little bit. Or maybe no, I've seen you. I saw you just yesterday.
Yeah, you saw me yesterday.
As of this recording.
Thanks.
How have you been since yesterday? What did we
I'm
do?
Just saying.
I've lost time, Johnny.
I think we were like leapfrog. Was it leapfrog?
I doubt it. I highly doubt we did leapfrog. I am wonderfully unathletic right now.
Wonderfully.
Wonderfully.
Oh,
it's a wonder
I wasn't
to
say
watch.
Anything, but
I'm gonna have a sip of beer. Fill in this dead air.
Do do do. Gonna fill in the dead air. With the bird.
All right. That was decent enough, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna stick with our theme that I created. With the wonderful voice of Henrietta Soggy Appleness. And you know why? Because we've got a guest in the house.
Who is it?
One of our faves. One of the fan faves. It's Tabitha Jones.
Woo, fan
hello.
Fave.
Basically all stars.
I will give you the title of fan fave because your episode has a lot of hits.
Hey now, I'm an all star. I got my game on.
Go play?
Go play.
Go okay. play.
Hey now. You're a rock star.
Am
whoa.
I? Wait a minute, what?
Get your game
so, something
up.
About some show.
Put your show
put
on.
Show
put your
on.
Show on.
Get paid.
Get paid.
All that glitters.
I like cool. ours better.
Can we assume that the reason the lead singer of Smash Mouth is mad is because he's probably not getting paid?
Probably not.
That's probably
no.
It's like everyone else is a rock star.
A lot of mediocre people like Smash Mouth.
Is that true?
Yeah. So, well, I mean,
so you can
yeah.
weed them out by letting
mediocre.
Checking
were,
to see if
I think
they like
they
Smash Mouth.
They were in that movie. They were in that movie Rat Race. I think it was.
They were in the movie Rat Race
at the end. It was a Smash Mouth concert
oh,
that they
Lord.
All ended up at. And John
oh
Lovitz
God.
There, and Whoopi Goldberg
there.
Shrek
was there.
Shrek was there.
It's in Rat Race. Yeah,
that's
Shrek.
Great.
Shrek and Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was out of character because it wasn't in the contract.
Oh.
But it was Shrek. They did put CGI Shrek in that movie, Rat Race. For some reason, I thought the movie Rat Race was made in like... Oh, actually, that makes perfect sense because Smash Mouth was big in the 90s.
Yep.
I was going to say, Rat Race was like late 90s.
Like maybe early 2000s. Mm. Like maybe 2000.
Glad I didn't see it.
Do they call it the 2000s or
it's
do they call it the 90s?
Hysterical.
The Naughties.
Fuck
I've heard
you.
I've heard
I have a soft spot. I'm sorry.
You think that movie's hysterical?
I think Rat Race is very funny.
All right. We might have to have a little intervention.
Oh. Intervention? Are you gonna...
I don't mean on you. We're not going to indoctrinate you.
We're going to come to my home and make me get rid of my copy of Rat Race.
We're going
to
burn it in front of you.
You're not allowed to know when they put it on Netflix. We're not going to let you can't let Tabitha know.
We're
going
to blindfold you anytime you try to boot up Netflix.
There's going to be a bell that rings all the way out here. And you're going to
beat it. Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm going to drive there. This place. I'm already like 45 minutes into Rat Race.
Enormous cable cutters, and I just cut the cable. That sounds insane. Sounds a villain.
Sounds like something you would do.
A villain from Home Alone. Sounds like something I would do.
Sorry.
Wait, that's Home Improvement.
Oh, fuck. I'm so...
Wait, were there villains in Home Improvement, Tabitha?
There were people who were mean to Tim Allen. And those
There were villains
enough to me.
We all have our hands on our hips.
What was that plaid guy's name? He always had his hands on
his hips. It was Al Borland.
He was always mean.
No, if anything, Tim was mean.
Al Borland was a saint.
Al Borland was a saint, as was his mother, who was always made fun of by Tim. Why would Tim make fun of Al's mother?
Hold up. Maybe I've been wrong this whole time, and the villain of Home Improvement...
Was Wilson?
Was... No.
Oh, okay.
Wilson is obviously the, like, Rafiki of Home Improvement.
That's true. He is the...
Exactly. I really like how I hear, like, home, and I'm like, Home Improvement, Tim Allen, do the impression, Tabitha. Everyone loves it.
The word home is just your trigger word for doing a Tim Allen impression. But you're in... Oh my god, we have slipped out of impressions and she is just now hurling on the floor. Oh my god.
Man, if you do it enough.
Tabitha, are you okay? Get her a bucket. Hand her this bucket.
Enough Tim Allen impression, it just turns into like the Lucy, like...
Like it might be a Scooby-Doo. It's like Scooby-Doo.
Me and my friend, we used to be pretty obsessed with trying to do the Tim the Tool Man.
That whole character
stemmed from one bit he had and he got famous from.
It was
one of his first televised bits. And he was just talking about manliness, like how it feels to get like new tools and work on an engine and how you're not actually good at it in the end. And it was a good bit, and then they turned it into an entire show, which I thought was funny.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
The JTT.
Is he the real villain?
He was, to bring it back to you saying that Wilson was like Rafiki, Jonathan Taylor Thomas was Young Simba. Which sounds like a good rap name, Young Simba. Young Simba.
Otherwise known as JTT.
You hate
JTT.
Lion King?
Not only do I hate the Lion King, but I'm going on a certain podcast to let the hate flow through me about
it. I'm excited to hear about that, though.
It'll be a good one.
I'm really excited.
I'm
going to
bring
it.
Some passion.
Oh, man. Now that I know,
I wish I could be there.
Now I'm just going to share all sorts of Lion King shit with you.
Oh, no.
I did
sabotage.
You know what's great about
Tabitha.
Lion King?
You have to listen to something briefly.
Yeah.
I didn't just send it to you, by the way. I'll reveal who I also sent it to. I was told by a friend of the show, Jeremy Shear, that Tabitha Jones holds an unfavorable opinion of the band Foreigner.
Fuck
them all hard.
Jesus. How many band members are there in
Foreigner? Every single one that's ever been. Anyone that's filled in on tour.
Every guitar tech.
Wow. I'll take it that far.
That's my dad.
Yep, good.
That's my dad.
If your dad ever worked for Foreigner, he can fucking die in a monsoon.
My dad was a roadie for Foreigner. Jeez. No, but Tabitha holds an unfavorable opinion of the band Foreigner.
If you couldn't tell.
I could tell now.
Granted, the only song I could name off the top of my head is Feel Like Making Love. That's a Foreigner song.
What's that?
Feel like making love. Or maybe that's Bad Company.
I think that's Bad Company. Mm. Feel like making.
Yeah. Down. Okay, then I'm thinking of Cold as Ice.
Ooh, I hate. I don't. Oh.
I can't. I won't say
another
word.
Yeah, you
should
have known.
But anyway,
the real one is Hot Blooded. To get my blood boiling. Oh, you gotta do.
Got a fever of 103.
Hot blooded. Oh, I'm gonna burn down Mike Calhoun's fucking apartment.
Oh my god.
You'd have to get there first. We're all the way out in the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh yeah.
His apartment in the Atlantic Ocean.
I haven't revealed my address.
Where is it? Cape Verde?
Yeah. Oh shit, I just gave it away. God damn it. Oh, man. Well, have to
that's
delete
an island,
that part.
So could be anywhere on
it's
the island.
Island.
But I posted the greatest hits of Foreigner to Tabitha's Facebook page.
Did she appreciate it?
Well, the best part is she didn't know that I knew, which made it the greatest joke
that
ever.
That was the thing, because like, I can't remember where I was, but it was just like, you got a notification on Facebook. I'm like, Mike Calhoun.
Oh, my God.
Mike Calhoun posted something to my timeline. I wonder what it could be. And I just like click, it's like, Foreigner's greatest. And I just commented, fuck period. You period.
He probably deserved it.
And I think after that I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so harsh.
No, why would
you
apologize?
Deserve that, but still, fuck you. Yeah, and Jeremy Shearer comments it. And he's like, no, he does deserve it.
I do indeed deserve that.
How did you find that out? You just
from Jeremy Shearer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I took something that he told me in confidence and I used it to my own gain.
Wow.
So like one day like you're gonna be off your guard, just hanging out, and I'm gonna get the whole Broadway cast the goddamn line.
Oh no, you will not.
My little baby Simba made out of like wood or whatever the hell those puppets are made out of.
You got a Clockwork Orange him tied to a chair, make him watch.
I'm just moisturizing his eyes just over and over. I'm like, just keep looking.
I just can't wait to be king.
And I'm just standing behind him, just smiling.
Oh, that'd be awful. Please, I don't even want to imagine it.
I'd be there, but just to actually watch the musical.
I'm whispering the words along in each line. I just get closer to his ear. Like, the circle.
No, that's the worst one.
I probably wouldn't like it after that point.
The only thing worse than The Lion King is the sequel.
Oh, boy.
You know, I didn't mind the sequel too much. I didn't mind.
I'm in the market for a new co-host, it seems.
How do you feel about The Little Mermaid?
I love The Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid is a fantastic film. Yeah.
Under the sea.
I'm not even that big of a fan of just Disney in general, but certain Disney films are very... my favorite of all time is
Black Cauldron.
Black Cauldron is good.
I wore the VHS of Beauty and the Beast out like 3 or 4 times.
I know someone that did that with The Little Mermaid.
I liked Aladdin, but everyone didn't really like
him. I liked Aladdin. I liked him. He was scruffy,
dirty,
and hard of gold, and that stuck with me.
Then he got to be a prince, and gross.
Gross. Fuck
disgusting.
That guy. Privilege.
Turned it off. Don't know what happened still.
A prince? Monarchy? What is this?
I know. That doesn't even make sense.
It's not the American way. That's for sure.
It's not the American way.
This doesn't live up to my feminist values. To my liberal ways.
Who was your favorite character in the Beauty and the Beast? Or no, was
How
that the one
the
that you wore
King?
Out?
Beauty and the Beast, yeah.
Yeah.
In Beauty and the Beast?
You must have watched it when you were super young, so maybe it had a different...
And it was just like, I don't know.
It's just the songs.
The songs and like being like,
the colors.
Man, that Gaston is one motherfucker. You know?
I love
Gaston.
I love
LeFou.
LeFou.
One of my dreams is to play LeFou in a live production.
Hey, Gaston!
Yeah. Well, I know that whole song because I love LeFou so much. Well, I also love Gaston.
You know what LeFou means?
No.
It's French for the fool.
It just makes me think of those memes of the foo phase where it's like
foo fighters? The fool fighters?
The foo fighters.
Dave Grohl revealed that the name the Foo Fighters was the like it stemmed from the dumbest story. And I don't know it offhand. The listener will have to look it up, but it won't be worth it. I guarantee you.
So don't look it up.
Yeah, he talks about how it's the dumbest name and has the dumbest origin. So it's very unsatisfying. So don't look it up.
Yeah, so don't actually look it up.
Don't waste your
just
time.
Just believe that it's the French one.
Just believe
Tabitha
me, please.
Just got back from a show in Toledo, Ohio.
Yes.
A place that I've
so
been
so weird
on
that
a
we're
occasions.
Always around that area.
Yeah, we're always focused around that area. Well, she just moved. And by she, I mean Tabitha, because I'm looking at her. You just moved to the Lakewood area.
I did.
Tell us about moving. Was it tough?
It was awful.
Did you have to solicit a bunch of your friends? Do you have a truck?
Here's the thing.
Do you have a truck?
The one time I managed to hammer down someone, I was gonna come out with a truck. Like we got like my bed and the box spring, all the important stuff in the back of the truck, and it immediately started to downpour. Like we didn't even leave the driveway.
Oh, shit.
We got it loaded up. It started to rain. We unloaded it back onto the porch. We're just like.
You unloaded it?
Right.
You didn't put like plastic on it?
Well,
I
guess.
I was going to say, don't get the wrong idea, but you don't look like the type of person that has a lot of tarps on hand. You look like you're unprepared for tarp.
How dare you, sir?
For tarp related activities.
And at that point, I'm like, I needed the tarps now. I can't go get the tarps and have it be easy. No.
Then it'll just make you mad when you go to buy the tarps because you'll be like, oh, I should have had these. I don't want them now.
So like, yeah. I slept on an air mattress for like a month.
Oh.
Like it was an air mattress on the floor and just like boxes and clothes all around me.
Did you at least make a box spring out of cardboard boxes?
I wish I had.
Make a real hobo bed.
Man.
It'd be rad. Well, you're in good shape now, though, right? You're completely moved in? Somewhat moved in?
I mean, most of my stuff is there, but good shape is not what I would use to describe anything about my life.
Well, you're up there with a friend of the show, Mandy Lee,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we live together, and that's chill.
Is she more of an organized person than you, or are you the more organized person?
Well, I mean, she...
Let's just bash everyone.
She's better just like remembering things. And she like, I know she doesn't think she is, but like just like stuff that I didn't even like ever think of. Like we moved in and like she was out one day and she comes back and she's like, oh yeah, I got us like a broom and a mop because we have hardwood floors and like the kitchen there. I was like,
Oh yeah,
that should be something that we should have. And then like she just had like a big like table calendar in the I'm like, okay.
Oh, table calendars. Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad we all like, ooh, table calendar.
That just shows that she's a mom.
Exactly. And like I'm like, just be my mom more or less. Like, I have the means to go and like I can like cook for myself and I can do my laundry, but just be like, hey Tabitha, like just so you know, gotta get like some money. Gotta remember this is coming up.
Refill the laundry card before
like,
you go.
Yeah, like,
I'm gonna whisper.
Because that's how she is. She's very like, she will never like, the way she first approached me for like utilities money, she was like, so just so you know, like, cable.
Costs money.
Cable came through, and so did electric. And she's like, I just paid them in full. She's like, so. Once you got the money, just like, just give me this amount. And I'm like, okay. Like,
that's so nice.
I'm like, I can have that for you. Like, lady. I can have that for you tonight. Like, and she's like, oh no. She's like, I know you get paid on Saturday. So like, if you need that for the rest of the week, like I can wait until Saturday. Don't worry. I couldn't imagine like taking the rest of your food money or something. And I was like, well, I was going to.
Did she give you a pat on the head and a pat on the bottom as you scooted on
lunch.
Out the room?
Was, I was planning on getting a haircut, but like I can put it off. And she's like, No. She's like, get your haircut. I can wait until Saturday.
Get your haircut,
and
honey.
I'm just like,
if we lived together, would you do that for me?
Probably.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd be like, hey, pay the money.
I'd be a little bit more straightforward. I've noticed I'm very forward. It gets me into trouble sometimes. Yeah. I try to be just straight with people. I don't know. I'm not mean. And I try. Sometimes I have to preface that, but I don't know.
You can't even reply to emails. You have to keep forwarding them.
Jesus. Oh, boy. All right. But Tabitha, you just got back from Grumpy Dave's.
Grumpy Dave's in Bowling Green and Ottawa Tavern.
So you saw my friend Mark up there.
Yes.
Mark, is his last name Pryor? Plier. Mark Plier.
Markiplier. Markiplier?
No.
Markiplier, son.
No. Mark something. I'm so sorry, Mark.
One of them guys.
Mark, forgive me. Please come on the
Mark
show.
Markiplier, friend of the show.
It's gotten to the point where like it even happened like last night where like someone came up to me and they're like, hey, good set. I'm like, you too, thanks. And they're like, Tabitha. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, Mike? And he's like, nah, that's Mike. I'm so-and-so. And I've gotten to the point where I'm just like, all you white boys look the same.
Oh.
That's been my like, go-to response. I've used it like 3 times now because I've just been like, there's too many of you.
How can I disfuse this?
Either your hair goes to this side or it doesn't and you got a beard. And I'm just like, okay. Like,
my hair goes the other way.
That essentially, yeah, sums up all of us.
I'd remember him because I'd be like, he has unique hair.
Oh, because I have the man bun?
Yeah, the little
kind of does have
the
man bun.
Sprout.
You're just going to keep growing it out? Keep the man bun
No, I'll
strong.
Probably have to cut it eventually. Because people at work, I can't do the man bun at work because everyone would ridicule me to death.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like it was some policy.
No.
No man buns in the employee handbook.
I just don't want to be ridiculed till the day I die.
I'm destined to have that sentence. I will be ridiculed for everything I do.
I went and I got that haircut, and the lady cut too much off.
Oh, no. Because
I have an undercut in the back, and she's like...
Oh, that's cool.
She's like, want me to, like make it up in, like, a little point? I'm like, yeah, sure. And now it, like, goes really high on my head. And so, like, I'm just like...
You're like, you can stop anytime.
Yeah, so, like, I, like, felt it. I'm like, oh, feels nice. Oh, my fingers.
Well, it's still going.
It's still going.
Okay, so I just think I'm never cutting that again. Like, that's just gonna, like I had an undercut, like, 6 years ago, and growing it out, I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
Then
and
you did it again.
And the universe was like, she didn't learn well enough.
Well, it takes a little bit of time to grow out that hair, and then you're like, oh, the midway point, I don't like.
I'm glad this one's on the back this time, because I had the side before. And that was just like a flop.
Oh, like the Skrillex?
Just a flop. I had the Skrillex before Skrillex had the Skrillex.
Whoa.
Okay.
We'll provide all pictures of Tabitha's hair on the website.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you guys can understand what we're talking about.
Here it was 2009. About. Here it is now. We did some in-betweens. I had some cool shit going on. And then I did too much cool shit and it stopped growing.
I got my hair cut by a lady who did not speak any English while I was in Florida. So it was very difficult to describe what I wanted.
Winged it.
She just winged it. She did a great job.
What did you say? Or what did you sign to her to show?
I said, I walked in, I said, Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
And I said, I need a haircut. ¿Cómo se dice haircut?
Good job.
And then she told me how to say haircut. And then I promptly forgot. And then she said something along the lines of the Spanish for, what are we doing? And then I was just like, a lot of hand motions. A lot of hand motions, and she,
a box, one box,
a lot of onomatopoeias. Yeah. It was like snip, snip up top, and zzzz on the sides.
Wait, aren't you the one that says snip, snip weird?
Snippy, snip, snip,
snippy, snip, snip.
I do say
drippy, drip, drip, drippy, drip.
Yucky.
It's kind of a gross sound.
I don't like it.
Clippy, clip, clip. He's uncomfortable.
Sniffy, snip, snip.
Wait, hold on. What's that? Oh, I've just been informed that it is that the carrier pigeon has arrived, so it is time for our new segment.
Oh.
It's time for questions from Lorne Michaels. Mitch, please, every time you come in here, it's just a mess.
Get out of here, Mitch.
Can you just please just step away from the mic?
Please take the message.
Why would you be a messenger?
Johnny, can you take the message from Mitch, please? God,
yeah, okay.
Just get him out of here.
Why is everyone so mean to Mitch?
Who hires a messenger who whispers?
I'm sorry.
Maybe he doesn't have rid of him. Maybe he doesn't have the confidence of you two.
No, he has a lot of confidence. He'll insult you if
That's why he keeps coming on. He wants to be on the show, but
he's super braggadocious.
We won't let him. But the carrier pigeon has arrived. Every week, Lorne Michaels sends us messages for our guests. And then we just relay them, and we ask our guests. So what do we have here?
Tabitha, how tall are you in dog ears?
Has anyone checked in on Lorne Michaels to see just like how sound he is? Like,
I'm sorry, I don't question
he
it
lives
because
in an ivory tower.
He threatened us one time, and I took it very seriously.
That's well, right. Lorne, I'm about, okay, so we're going to convert height to human ears, and we're going to convert human ears to dog ears.
To dog ears, yes.
So
it's about 7 human ears to every dog ear.
So you know what?
I'm
not
going to
do math.
Let me and Johnny guess first. Let's guess. I'm going to say.
Well, are we talking beagle ears or like pit bull ears?
The average.
Or
the average dog
ear. Are we talking like Yorkie ears or are we talking like Great Dane ears?
Or let's just do
Chihuahua.
Let's do middle of the road.
Yeah, let's do average. The average dog ear.
Collie?
Like
is it collie?
Black lab?
Yeah, black lab.
A golden retriever?
Golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
Okay. I have a golden retriever. Anyway.
And his name is Tabitha Jones. What? What kind of pseudo craziness is this?
How many of her own ears?
I want a picture. Tabitha Jones and Tabitha Jones.
Okay.
Tabitha Jones is imagining her dancing with a golden retriever named Tabitha Jones.
This is me. This is our picture. I'll have my arm around the duck.
That's her Christmas card.
Hand on the chest. Oh. There's a puppy. There's a puppy's got my name.
But it's
Tabitha
a male.
Jones.
Oh, Tabitha Jones.
I'd name a male dog
Good
Tabitha.
Good boy, Tabitha Jones.
Good boy, Tabitha Jones. Do you have to say its whole name?
Or yes. Is...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to make a guess. I'm going to say 42 dog ears.
Golden retriever ears?
Yes.
No, that's way too many. I'd say
well, I have yet to hear you make a guess.
I think it's more like 30. 30? I say 30. How many would you say?
I would
how many?
33 and a half.
Oh.
So I was
almost
closer.
Like just a little farther than Jesus.
Price is right. Price is right, Rose.
Oh, no. Yes.
33 and a half. Make it farther than Jesus.
She made it further than Jesus.
She made it.
Snaps all around. Yeah, that snaps all around.
I can only snap with one hand.
That was a good I liked that question.
Well, we have another question from Lauren Michaels here on Mia. Get it out here. All right, excellent. That first one was good.
Should we get a drum?
Lauren, you're going to have to outdo yourself here. Okay. Lauren asks.
Oh, no.
Okay. Could you wear that bunny suit at my funeral?
Yes.
Wow.
Asked and answered. Yes. No one, he might like you on Saturday Night Live.
You don't even know what kind of bunny suit.
I don't need to
Doesn't
know.
Matter.
So, well, he included a picture. We're going to hold up this. Whoa, it's like poster size. Let's unroll it.
Whoa.
Jesus. This one looks. What? It looks pretty tattered, actually. Mm. Are you sure you would actually
it's
wear that?
Well used.
Okay.
She's putting it on right now. That's why you can't hear her. She's all the way.
Wait, if she's putting that
room,
on.
It fits well.
It looks good.
It looks good on me. And now I just got to wait for him to die.
Maybe you put
it on.
You
just
going to
wear that until he's dead?
Yep.
Good idea.
Maybe
you're
that's,
dying,
Maybe
right?
that's why it's so
I
tattered.
Am dying.
Oh, okay.
It's the last person he asked did the same thing, and then they're like, "This, he's not dead."
They died first.
Haunted bunny suit. Haunted bunny suit.
She's doing the haunted bunny, bunny suit dance.
But hop on over and spook you.
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo.
It's me, Peter Cottontail.
I've come to haunt you.
I'm to haunt you from Brooklyn. From
I was going to say, that was just immediately, you did that voice, and I was like, is this Andrew Dice Clay? I was like, here comes Peter Cottontail.
That was actually kind of like my hybrid
Christopher
Walken.
Yeah.
I love doing Christopher Walken's voice. One of my favorites. All right, well, thanks, Lauren.
Yeah,
I guess we'll
Lauren.
Wait until we'll play ourselves out for that too. That was questions from Lauren Michaels.
Lord Michaels.
Lord Michaels.
Lord Michaels.
Gales.
Gales.
The caviar.
White.
For the caviar.
For the caviar?
For the caviar!
No. Why for the caviar?
For the chevalier!
I did... You know what? I meant to ask you more about Grumpy Dave's, but we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about the grumpiest of the Daves. Tune in next time, a few seconds from now.
Filet mignon!
For more Unbelievables. In a moment. Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you by going to the website and donating with our big old donate button. Yep, the website is www.theuboat.com, where you can get all of our episodes and extra content. I'm going to continue this in a question format, where you can just give to the show so we can afford better equipment and provide for you? Endless entertainment? Yes, that's where you go, and that's where you donate. So just head on over to the website now, and you won't be disappointed. And if you are, it's not my fault. Well, it's partly my fault. I take responsibility. You got me. Thanks a lot for pointing out my flaws. I appreciate it. That's why I have you around, Linda. We'll be right back. Oh my.
Wait, oh, God. My favorite line's coming up.
All right,
so
we got
good,
it.
So good, so good.
Here we go, here we go.
When I had to follow you, though you did not want me to. Just that.
What the frick?
That won't stop my loving you. It's so good. Who's listening to the whole thing?
He can't stay away. Blaming it on the Knights on Broadway. Ooh.
God, it's so good.
If there's anything you can blame it on, it's the Knights on Broadway.
I blame everything on the Knights on Broadway.
Some may say you blame it on the alcohol baby. That is incorrect.
You blame it on the Knights on Broadway.
On the Knights on Broadway. Came way before.
And it's nice to imagine Broadway as just like whatever Broadway is closest to your city. Because you just imagine like Broadway and Cleveland. Like,
not Broadway.
There's one in Akron.
There is one in Akron, yeah. Broadway.
Broadway.
It's funny to think that's just the name of a wide street.
It's Broadway. A Broadway, yeah.
And now it's got completely different.
About Wall Street that had a wall.
A lot
on
of
it.
Walls.
Truly.
900 walls.
She counted them when she was there.
900 walls. One would say, how could there be that many? They would be wrong.
Welcome.
Except the buildings.
Back, you all, to the Unbelievables.
You all.
That was the Bee Gees.
Yes, it was.
Because it was revealed off mic that Tabitha and I are big Bee Gees fans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you're just a Barry Gibb fan.
No, I mean...
You're a Bee Gees fan.
I'm
as
a
well.
Bee Gees fan. I'm a Barry Gibb fan.
Yep.
I'm a...
The Brothers Gibb.
Anything.
The Brothers
Gibb. They speak to me.
What do you call a Bee Gees fan? Do they have, like, a cool name?
Oh, I wish they did.
I'm going to think of one.
The Bee
Gees... Babies?
Bee Gees Babies.
The Bee's Knees Bee Gees.
I'm a Bee Gees Baby.
I'm a Bee Gees Baby. I will wear that as a
I'm
badge
a
of honor.
I want to teach this. I'm a Bee Gees Baby.
Dude, let's get some.
Bee Gees
Baby. I'll make them.
Wear them.
I'll get, like, iron on leather.
Oh, if only we could get them by next week and have them for the show.
I'm a Bee Gees Baby. Honestly, I get paid on Saturday, and, like, I can make a quick trip to Hobby Lobby. Pack-a-tans, because Hobby Lobby does not like
Can you make them at, like, a place like that?
No, I can do the old school
puff paint. You get a puff paint.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
puff
get the,
paint.
You get the
like you're a kindergarten teacher.
You get the iron-on letters.
That's a lot of work.
I have an iron.
But is it worth
an
it?
Iron-on letters. I make my own t-shirts all the time.
Okay.
I have a shirt.
I mean, I don't know.
I have a shirt in the works that just says Dumpster Daddy on it. After a long conversation about how there's sugar daddies and then there's dumpster daddies. And sometimes you need a little bit of both.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you're,
everybody needs a little
you're picking
bit of
out of both coffers.
Yuck.
One of them's got a bunch of banana peels and cigarette butts. The other one's got some cash. Cold-haired.
Cold-haired.
I know I said welcome back, but welcome back again, listeners. We're here with Tabitha Jones, fan favorite and personal favorite. We love having Tabitha in the house.
Oh, we do.
She's now tied. She's tied with Shear and Tyler Bucks. We have to mention him once per show.
Yes, we do.
For appearances. Maybe she'll take the crown. It's a tight race.
Oh, everybody's running.
Johnny, you were telling me.
I've been on the show the most.
You have, more than me.
Wait, yeah, I guess technically.
I don't know, maybe. We should do that one time where I'm just not here.
Does anyone know?
That, like, he's talking to no one, yeah. But still just talking to someone.
That would be a great episode.
Mike.
Tabitha, I said that I was going to talk to you about Grumpy Dave's, but we're first going to ask Johnny about his fascinating story.
Oh, man. It's
now
not
I've
that
set
fascinating,
it up.
Yeah.
Okay, just tell us briefly
all right,
that you went to somewhere.
Yeah, we were at this Halloween festival. And
we had one. Were you hosting it?
No, it was in Akron.
Okay.
It's not we had, but it was just one that we
You and the conglomerate of peoples in Akron.
Me and, yes.
Okay.
Conglomerate of Akron. And we go to this. It's primarily for children. It's a lot of children-based things. So one, it was weird that I went. But second, we get there and there's a lot of grown men dressed up like the Umbrella Corps, like
from Resident Evil.
Okay. And they're like full SWAT gear, it looks like. So there's just a bunch of these people who are like, what's going on? Is there a bomb somewhere?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
And that, but they're just dressed up like they're this thing. And all
for
these
a
kids
children's
are
event.
Terrified. And like, so like, my fiance is with me and we went over and we're like, okay. Why are they here, for one? And why are they walking around creeping on everyone?
Scared.
And we go over. They're raising money for a battered woman shelter. So it's like a really good cause, but they're an evil corporation.
It's a really
right.
Good
well,
cause.
I mean,
strange way to go about yeah. it.
Regardless of that, just them being in costume at all while trying to promote an organization is just strange.
It really yeah. is. It's bizarre.
Because then it just seems like they're there to enjoy the event, and no one's going to come up and ask them.
Yeah.
They should have been strange. Wearing the event's, like, you know, t-shirts or something.
Or
something
a sign.
Like, yeah,
maybe a
have
sign.
A sign.
Nope. It looked like
even
there,
we have a
there
sign.
Was a riot going on is what it looked like. It was bizarre.
A riot. Jesus. Well, let's hope those kids donated a lot of money.
Well, they had fake guns and everything, too. That's weird.
The kids? Oh, good.
Yeah, the kids.
See, when you let in and you said that there was it was a kids' event, I was afraid you were about to say that they had like a Michael Jackson booth. And it was
oh,
themed
God.
For kids. Tabitha, tell me all about your experience in Toledo, Ohio at Grumpy Dave's.
It was really cool. We had Ottawa Tavern first, and that was, I mean, it was...
Is that an early show?
It was, Ottawa Tavern, I think it started at 8.
Okay.
And,
Is it cozy venue?
It was, yeah, it was pretty cozy. There were a good amount of people there.
Nice.
There were a lot of people. Same for Grumpy Dave's.
Cool.
Just like, I don't know, like you...
How would it compare to some of the open mics around Northeast Ohio? Is there...
It...
I have never been to the Lakewood Village Tavern, which you are hosting tonight.
I
as
am.
Of this recording, as of this release, it's last week, guys. You missed it.
Yeah.
But she'll be back.
I'll be back. I'm always around. I don't got places to be. I don't. We're like, let's give it to Tabitha. She'll
no,
be
we
there.
No, we just made her real sad.
Oh, oh.
We got to play some music to cheer her up.
Bee Gees.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just manic now. I know what I'm listening to the whole way back to Lakewood.
Oh, yeah.
Bee Gees time.
Hell
like,
yeah.
With
Bee Gees
like,
baby.
With like LVT, like... starts at 9,
mm-hmm.
and like sometimes you go until like 1:30, 2
oh,
in the
Lord.
Morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it gets rough sometimes.
Is it just because the amount of people?
Just the amount of people, and like there's other stuff going on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. so like people go to like Happy Dog first, that Jimmy
oh,
Graham
see.
Hosts, and then like Happy Dog lets out, and they'll go right to LVT. But it's just like when you get out of Happy Dog and go to LVT, it's like, all right, let's hope there's an audience and not just, like, 20 comics just hanging
yeah.
around and, like...
Well, 20 comics would be better than a lot of other open mics where it's, you know, 4 comics.
Exactly. So, like... But, like, I don't know. At least with... I mean, they seemed pretty packed, both
oh,
of
good.
Them.
Nice.
And, like, the one guy was even, like, oh, like, when Bowling Green... When they're not on, like... They're on break right now. Like, when they're not on break, like, this place is packed. I'm like,
oh,
this
right.
I'm like, this place seems packed.
Right.
Like, so...
Well, the Ottawa Tavern I hadn't heard of until you mentioned it, but mm-hmm. I have heard of Grumpy Dave's.
Mm-hmm.
And who puts on the either one of those shows?
the Ottawa organizes them. Tavern is I know his name is Keith. I can't remember.
Oh, Keith Bergman.
Yeah,
Bergman.
You got that faster.
Birdman.
Than my, you got that.
Birdman.
Keith Birdman. I think that's the Birdman symbol.
Yeah.
I'm doing for the listener. I'm doing a hand symbol.
He's doing the bird symbol.
Is that a Birdman symbol?
Yeah, probably.
Isn't Birdman in jail?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't he also like the pseudo godfather of Lil Wayne? Or is he the actual biological father of
he is the godfather.
Oh, he's
from the
movie. Oh, he's the godfather.
He's
from
been
the
around
movies.
For it. So he,
from the movie.
He's
doing Italian.
A, he was doing a great Marlon Brando impression.
Yes,
what if you went back and watched the Godfather movies and it was Birdman? And it was like that Berenstain Bears, Berenstain Bears.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I thought it was Marlon Brando the whole time, but it was Birdman. I remember it being Marlon Brando.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that the Berenstain Bears is the Berenstain Bears?
Berenstain Bears or something like that, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Look it up.
Both of you shut the fuck up.
It's awful and it makes you question reality.
Wait, didn't they call them verbally in the movies
the
Berenstain Bears?
It's the worst.
Johnny, the microphone works if you talk into the front.
It makes me wonder if life is real.
Don't.
Dang it.
That bear...
We're looking up the Berenstain Stain Berenstain.
Now I really don't know how it's pronounced.
They are. It's okay. So everyone was like, "I remember the Berenstain Bears."
Mm-hmm.
Berenstain
Bears.
Like a normal person.
Berenstain Bears.
Correct.
It is the Berenstain Bears.
What?
That.
Look at that image Berenstain and question
Bears.
Everything you've known your whole life.
My eyebrows are just.
I'll find a cover too.
At the back of my head.
The Berenstain Bears.
The Berenstain Bears. Look, it's on a cover. It's on a
oh
cover.
Oh my. God, who revealed this to you?
I saw it on Reddit.
That's just messed up.
Reddit's just killing dreams
every
day.
I was going
to
say, it's not the first time Reddit has made me just, like, sit down and be like...
Right.
What is life?
I have to contemplate my life.
Who is the government?
I'm like, I don't even... Yeah, like, I don't even go on, like, the subreddits that, like, make people, like, think of Reddit as a terrible place. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like, subreddits, like, watching people die.
Yeah. Oh,
That's a subreddit. There's a lot of people frequent. I just go on... It's terrifying. I just go on just, like, very general things, and people are like... Jeez. Oh my God, man, do you know what I just realized?
A lot of eye-opening things. Well, I mean, that's what you get when you just have 1,000 or millions of people just having a discussion at one time. Just constantly. A lot of information is revealed. There's some interesting open mic or just comedy subreddits. I've only been there once, but this guy who's an American in Germany did a whole set where he was insulting. He called himself an insult comic, but he was insulting the entire audience at once. It was obviously, like, he was doing it poorly on purpose, but he was doing it masterfully. And I was like, this guy needs to be on TV. And but he was great. I loved it. So I wish I knew his name. I would plug him.
I'll do Reddit sleuthing.
Oh, right.
I'll find him. We can tweet about him.
But I told him, I was like, hey, man, this is really good. You should get this, like, in, like, a showcase. And he's like, yeah, there's not a lot of mics here in Germany. And I was just like, oh, really? I don't imagine Germany being a hub of stand-up comedy.
Why is that?
Do you imagine Germany will be like, you know what I need tonight, what I really need? I just need to laugh
I need
tonight.
The guffaws.
I need a good ha-ha.
I need to laugh.
A good
no,
chuckle.
No, that's Russian.
I would very much like to go out and just have a funny.
I want to have.
So no, I just want to have the fun.
I just want to have the funnies.
I go out. I have the fun times. I have the funnies.
Then I go back to my shoe that I live in.
I live in the shoe.
I live in the shoe.
I pay my taxes in socks.
My shoe taxes. My what?
My shoe taxes. I am charged the shoe tax. I think it's very unfair.
I live in a forest. Very magical.
Very magical. The
there
woodland,
are children
the
everywhere.
Woodland creatures, the bunny rabbits.
The bunny rabbits.
The bunny rabbits that bring us presents on Christmas time.
They bring us the sticks and the coals.
And then they set up the trap with the presents inside, and then we go inside, and then they pull the string, and then you are trapped.
And then they eat one out of the threes. Very brutal in Germany.
And that's how we lose most of our children.
That is why we are strong.
That's why our population is waning.
Waning.
Welcome back to the German podcast. I feel like we eventually like fell into a decent German accent. At first we were struggling.
We were
struggling.
But we got there. We got there.
Little German engine that could make it to Auschwitz.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
Why?
Fuck.
Hey. Auschwitz is a big town.
We gotta find something nice to end on here. We can't end on Auschwitz.
There's a lot of other things that are in Auschwitz. It's a big town.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
In Auschwitz. What? For the children's zoo. Auschwitz is a big town.
Auschwitz is great for the bratwurst.
Evidence of... Tabitha and I both having a dear love for American Dad. My God, do I love that show. We were discussing how we have watched it multiple times because it's timeless. I used to just... what I really want to do is get a no regrets tattoo on my arm.
God, yes.
I want it so bad.
There's just so much. It's such a quotable series.
Yeah.
My favorite is... I don't know where Francine and Stan are going. But they're leaving, and Roger and Steve are on the couch. And Steve just goes, where are you going that's so damn important that I don't get a forehead kiss? And, like Francine turns around and, like, tells them, and she's just, like, gone. And she's like, oh, and just, like, then...
I love Roger. Roger's my favorite character.
I like Roger.
Whenever you enter a room, you always go, hello.
I did start that. But, I mean, that's something that Roger never really has done. That's just a character I kind of came up with.
I can never really do a good Roger impression, but I always like to do Stan doing his Roger impression, which is Stan just going, I like wine.
I like wine. Pretty sure I asked for pecan sandwich.
Oh my God. These choco dials, Francine? These choco dials. Francine?
Oh my God.
Oh
Francine.
My God. These Choco Dials, Francine.
The episode where they swapped roles was glorious because it was basically a recreation of the very first American Dad episode, and I absolutely loved it. Actually, one of my favorite American Dad lines is from the first episode, and that's where Stan tells Francine, or like she tells him something ridiculous. He's like, Francine, just take this broom, lube up the end, I'm going to bend over, grab my ankles, and you just sweep me out the door. He's like, because that's what China's going to do to us.
That's what China's going to do to us. Oh, man.
Absolutely brilliant.
There's so many classics. I like when they make Steve sing.
Yes.
I love it. Daddy's gone. Him and Roger have the abs. That's
Seth,
great.
Not Seth Green. Oh,
McFarlane.
No.
Seth.
Who plays Steve? I'm
Seth from.
I'm doing a poor job of remembering his name.
Seth Green.
My apologies, but he actually has an album because he is a singer.
Seth MacFarlane.
No, he doesn't do Steve's voice. He does Stan's voice.
Well, I know because everyone, I heard recently that Seth MacFarlane's being referred to as like the new like crooner. Like he has like someone referred to, okay, another podcast that I listened to, this girl is talking about, Jackie Zabrowski, who I love so much from Page 7. It goes deep with the Zabrowskis for me. Page 7, last podcast on the left. Lots of good things.
It's called Page 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good gossip podcast. And it's just, it's Molly Neffel, Jackie Zabrowski, and Marcus Parks. And they just like, it reminds me a little bit. They got their segments, they got like
right.
list and everything like that. But she's like, you know, my mom told me that she's like, Seth MacFarlane's the new Michael Bublé. And she's like, and I hate it. He can't be the new Michael Bublé. I can't let. And like, he's
a good singer.
And yeah, they played like a clip of one of it, like Seth MacFarlane's songs the whole time. She's like, no, I can't have this.
Wait, he sings? Like, as an album? Like,
yeah,
I know
he
sings.
The, like,
yeah, he's spectacular.
Yeah.
But like a solo, he's a solo artist.
They do like the duet. I'm for real, like them, like Michael Bublé. I think I heard him do the, like, jingle bells, jingle
Seth
bells.
Seth MacFarlane?
He does, yeah. How did you not know this?
I know he does, like, musicals. He likes that. But I didn't know he, like, did his own music.
That's what one of them said. They listened to the clip, and they're like, it's not even, like, Seth MacFarlane, like, singing. It's, like, Seth MacFarlane doing a bit that he's a crooner.
Oh,
and, like,
I
this
see.
Is my crooner voice. And
no,
hey.
He's just always loved that. By the way, the actor I was thinking of was Scott Grimes, but he is actually a singer as well. But no, Seth MacFarlane has. Why do you think he's got so many numbers?
Well, I
in
know that
his
he
Family
likes
Guy.
It. I know that he likes it, but I didn't know that he had his own stuff.
Yeah,
there was the episode where they go to Saudi Arabia and American Dad is filled with songs.
Yeah, oh
and it's
yeah,
great. It's awesome. Seth loves music. He loves singing. He's good at it, so
he
ought to do it.
That's true.
Okay, you know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to play a little game.
What?
And then I have to go after that.
And then she's going to have to go after that.
And
I'm delaying because I can't find my soundbite.
Here we go. We're looking for the soundbite right now.
We're going to play How Do Me.
Am I on Stranger Things?
That's what I always say!
Where's my bike?
We're all riding bikes.
Guys, look out! It's an alien!
We gotta find Marcello, he's in the upside down.
No, he's in the wall!
He's talking to me through the lights! The lights!
The lights!
Where'd you go, Marcello? Where'd you go?
I'm here! Mom!
Alright.
That's a shout out to our missing guest.
Marcello.
I'm gonna do a cross
marshmallow.
I miss him.
Oh, so sad. He was unable to make it, but
Can I tell you a quick story about
Marcello?
Please tell
us a quick story about Marcello.
Quick story about
Marcello Hernandez.
Marcello just being a little goofball. He came to my house the one night after an open mic and hanging out, smoking a little bit of the weed. I'm sorry, Mom. fuck. I know, I'm better than this.
You let her down, Tabitha.
But he just kind of disappears. And after like a few minutes, I'm like, I gotta go check on this kid. And I got a stairway that has no door to it in the one end. So I have a little like barricade for my roommate's cats. and it's like kind of, it's kind of like a little complicated at times, and like you got to kind of dismantle a few things to slip on by. And so like I go down and I see the thing's still perfectly intact. I'm like, so he just had to like leap over this or something. I'm like, okay, this is not a good, it's not a good sign. Not what good is he sign, into? Yeah. So I finally like I maneuver, I get all the stuff out of the way. It's good for, like 30-second job, like, yeah. And I get my first foot on the first step on the next landing, and I have like a big heavy sheet pinned down to keep like the hot air out. Marcelo throws that back. He starts coming up the stairs on all fours. He makes it to the landing at my feet, and he looks up at me and goes, "You didn't have any snackies." Rolls past me up the stairs.
I mean, you didn't have any snackies, to be fair.
I hadn't gone grocery shopping yet.
He jumped over the whole ensemble just to figure out you didn't have snackies.
Yeah, I mean, he leapt. And then he tried to show us how he had done it when we were leaving, and he just fell. like oh, everything crashed.
By the way, I did this great thing.
He's
earlier.
Like, let me show you. This is how I did it. And I was like, oh, good job.
Yeah, we were convinced that he was part cat up until that point.
Up until that
point. Can't recreate it.
Why else would he call it snackies?
Well, that's how you play outdo me.
Quick, we gotta get to the
upside
neighbor
down.
Yeah, the
we
upside
gotta,
down.
We gotta get, neighbor's house.
We gotta get to the government. Play some Who's It. Why is it so close to all of our homes?
I don't like him. He's got slick back hair.
We gotta go take voyeur pictures of our neighbors.
Can I just say justice for Barb?
Yeah.
Barb, who cares about her?
You'll just be echoing literally everyone on the internet. Everyone's obsessed with Barb.
Because Barb is the shit.
Barb was great.
You see her rolling out with those mom jeans that look so maternal. They look like they came with their own minivan. Those glasses. And just that snark. That snark.
She had good snark.
I have an argument against Barb.
But the sad thing is, her death is...
Don't get too cool for me, Nancy. Don't get too cool.
Don't be
and you know what happened? Mm-mm. Nancy got too cool.
She did get too
she
cool.
She got some D, and Barb got... Nancy got the D, but Barb was the one that got fucked.
Oh. A chilling expose.
That's true.
R.I.P. Barb. Spoiler alert.
I have an argument against Barb, but I'm not going to...
Is your argument that she was, like, trying to shame, slut shame?
Yeah, she was shaming her.
Oh, this is true. But
I mean, that is true.
But let's see, as the friend in high school that wasn't getting the dick and wasn't the popular, my friends all got popular, I feel her.
I'm okay with Barb because she was only going based on evidence that this dude was a scumbag.
Yeah.
And, like, here's the thing. Nancy was acting on emotions. And Barb was acting on evidence. So I like her. Because
why didn't she leave? She could have left.
Because
she was
worried
really
about her friend.
She was sad and very introspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I bet she was like really into The Cure or something. And she was probably just like, sitting there at the pool, like looking at her cut finger. And she's like, Monday, you fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break your heart. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, can we?
She's probably just sad that...
Upside down!
And then boom, it hit her.
And then, Nancy! And Nancy's like, do you hear that? She's like, it's nothing, baby. And she's like, fucking Nancy! I'm right here! And they're like, no, doing it.
See, now...
Yeah.
None of the listeners have to watch that episode in particular because it's so flawlessly recreated.
Thank you.
In
you
audible form.
Can I say that brought me back to another American Dad moment where they use Stan's body double.
Oh my God, yes!
Stan's body. Haley falls in love with Stan's body double. Stan's body double falls in love with Francine, takes off. Stan's pretending to be his body double so Haley won't go insane when she figures out he's left and they're going away for the weekend. So it's Haley and Stan pretending to not be Stan, but be his body double. And Francine's like, bye, you two. Have a good weekend. And he was like, oh, we will. And she backs out of the driveway and as they start driving away, and she's like, because we're going to be doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it. Someone's at the door. Don't answer it, because we're doing it, doing it. You want to put on our hiking boots while we're doing it, doing it.
It's Stan instead of the body double at that point. God. So he has to participate, kind of like, yeah.
And he's like listening to his dog, like, we're gonna be doing it. And he's like,
and it's a terrifying moment for Stan.
Yeah.
Now, I want to mention that there have been multiple occasions where Stan has either had a clone, a body double, or a future version of himself. All the occasions they have tried to replace Stan and tried to make Francine fall in love with
them. The half cyborg.
Yeah, cyborg Stan.
With the Canadian Mexican accent, because they both take over America in the future.
In the future. It's amazing. All right, well, that's it for the show, guys. We've only got one more section before Tabitha Jones got to scoot on out of here and go host a show. And that section is plugs. Go for it.
Ooh, I forgot how good this is.
Oh, wait, what time is it?
8:05. Oh. I'm looking because I have to actually leave at a certain time.
Oh, yeah, good point.
But the time for plugs is also 8:05.
What a coincidence. Bitch.
Wow, you're bad at that.
It's almost like I'm purposely bad. All right, that took too long. We got to do speed plugs.
Okay, speed plugs. I made a sled made out of ants instead of dogs. Go.
Good one. The one made out of dogs wasn't very good.
No.
This ants one is pretty good. It's like Megatron.
Yes.
All right, Tabitha Jones.
I didn't do anything nearly as creative. People just want me to come be funny. I wish I could make things out of ants.
Well, you gotta step it up.
He'll teach you next time.
Next time.
Next time.
Tabitha will be at the
Funny Stop.
Funny Stop.
Next Wednesday the 19th.
With guess who else?
Guess who else?
Me.
Marcelo Hernandez. And yours truly.
And ours truly.
Who's that?
Ours truly. Yours truly, me.
Oh, and that's your name?
That's me.
And then the Wednesday after that, October 26th, which is my birthday, I will be at Happy Dog in Lakewood, hosted by Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
Then November 7th. Monday.
Day after Daylight Savings.
I got a showcase at, Facebook message, at the Avenue in Lakewood. It's going to be me, Liz Blanc, Spider Jones, Jasmine Carter.
Spider Jones.
Mandy Lee, all sorts of good peoples.
Love Spider Jones. Got to get him on the show soon.
He's great. Yeah, you should. He's awesome.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Spider Jones.
And then I think that's it until a while.
Well, one of my shows upcoming has been mentioned, but I'll mention it again. October
19th.
When this comes out, that will be today. Go see that show tonight, guys, at the Funny Stop. It's going to be fun.
Yay. Yeah,
stop.
I hope so.
What?
And then... I'm going to plug this show, not this show, but another show that I like. It's Black Mirror. It's coming to Netflix on October 21st. Ooh. If you've never seen Black Mirror, holy fuck, you have to watch that show. But also, I'll be at the Barrio show on Monday, the 24th of October.
Whoa.
And we have a little special thing coming out soon on this very show.
What
so
is it?
So make sure... You guys continue to listen. If you love us, if you love Tabitha Jones, give us a like. Give us a subscription on
iTunes.
Give us
$1 million.
Give us $1 million on
Buy
the website.
Buy me groceries.
Yeah. Buy Tabitha groceries. All right, guys. That's all for this show. Please visit the website at theuboat.com. Follow us on Twitter at tunbelievables.com. Figure it out. Bye-bye.
Bye.